Hello, 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 everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, back with another episode. Really quickly, want to talk about today. How to weather the storm. How to weather the storm. Now, when I looked up the definition of a storm, What really grasped my attention was it was defined as a tumultuous outburst. A tumultuous outburst. So in other words, let's talk about it like this. How to handle those outbursts in your life. How to handle those outbursts in your life. See, when we think about a storm, one of the first things we tend to do is take cover. We take cover. We don't want to get wet. We don't want our clothes harmed. We don't want our shoes messed up. We don't want our hair and things of that nature ruined and messed up based on what's going on in the atmosphere. And looking at this, you know, from a spiritual perspective, I love the scripture where it says, "He is my refuge in the time of storm." Take cover. Now, what? Let's look at this now. Because I'm already excited. Once we take cover, then what? Because, you know, everything is popping off. So many things are going on. I look to my left. I look to my right. It's just so many different things. So many different elements and factors in this storm. Every time I look around, I see something else going on. How do I handle these outbursts that keep happening in my life? Well, I'm glad that you asked me. Because 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 through 9 says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in a heaviness through manifold temptation." If you're experiencing some outburst right through here in your life, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perished though be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though not ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. But let's go back up to verse 7 really quickly. Well, even back up to verse 6. That very beginning piece, "wherein ye greatly rejoice." I love over in the book of Psalms with David, where it talks about, it said, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth." See, at that time in David's life, David was dealing with an outburst in his life. And what is it that David said? He said, "I will bless the Lord." He didn't say, "Let me go over here and have a pity party." He didn't say, "Let me go over here and cry." He didn't say, "Let me go over here and call Peter, John, and James, and Sue, and Sally Mae." No, he said, "I will bless the Lord, oh my soul." "And all that is within me." That's another chapter in Psalms. to weather the storm. It does let us know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all. How to weather the storm. There are going to be storms. We just read the scripture. Many are the afflictions. There are going to be many things that come about in your life. But God is going to pull us out of each and every one. Then I love about it, John 16 and 33 talks about, ye may go through trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So if we're going through outbursts in the world, I mean, I can't help but to be excited because I serve the one true and living God who overcame, has all power and authority and deity over the world. So that lets me know that my outburst has nothing on this big God that I serve. God Almighty. And lastly, before we end this episode, just wanted to talk to you really quickly, really, really, really quickly. What I love about it is this scripture dealing with faith and the mountain, where it talks about you have the power to speak to the mountain and say unto the mountain, be thou moved. In other words, and that's Mark 11. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and should not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. So wait a minute now. Let's look at this. You mean to tell me, that I have the power in my mouth to speak to that outburst and tell that outburst to get somewhere and sit down? Get thee behind me. You mean to tell me that God has given me the authority to call that thing under subjection? My God, today. Well, let's look what he did when he was over in the boat and Jesus calms the storm in Mark 4. It said that, and he was in the hinder part of the ship. He was down at the bottom, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. How to weather the storm. First of all, let's put this all together now. I take cover. I take cover and safety in God. Why? Because he is my refuge. He is my shield. And then once I take cover, guess what? I begin to rejoice. I begin to give God praise. I begin to magnify and edify and give praises unto God. Why? Not just because he did it, not just because I'm so grateful and so thankful, but also because it confuses the enemy. And then the third thing. Okay, so now I'm covered. Then I begin to praise God. And guess what? Now I have the power to speak it and call that outburst to come under subjection. How can I weather the storm? Because I can speak to that storm and command that storm to come under subjection. I can tell that storm about a God that I serve. I can tell that outburst about a man that I've come to know. And his name is Jesus. Ooh, God Almighty. There's nobody like him. It doesn't matter what your storm is. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like. You can command it to be so. You have the power to speak to suicide and to command it to come up out of your mind. Pluck it up from the root. Generations upon generations within your bloodline, command it to come out now in the name of Jesus. You have the power in your mouth to bind poverty. Every day you wake up struggling. Every day is a struggle, living paycheck to paycheck. You have the power to bind poverty. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and never the borrower. I am above and never beneath. How to weather the storm. Whew. I love you all. Stay tuned for a possible part 2. Be blessed.